law language.
The ruling, made possible by a recent act of the California legislature, means Sergio Garcia can practice law, despite his undocumented status. Law professor Niels Frenzen says the California court ruling is narrow.
It does not address any other professional licenses. It does not address any other types of government benefits.
And it does not allow Garcia to work as an employee of a law firm. But Frenzen says he can work for clients as an independent lawyer. The 36-year-old Garcia graduated from law school in 2009. He tells VOA's Spanish service via Skype that this case has wider relevance.
I am aware that my case opens the door for many young people, not just immigrants, not just undocumented people, but for many young people who are frustrated with the education system in this country that the government apparently has unfortunately abandoned.
For 21-year-old Luis Antezana, the ruling is good news. He came to the United States with his parents at age 7 and realized in high school that he is undocumented.
Finally, something good. You know, good things are happening.
Luis and others like him are barred from getting educational loans insured by the federal government. He got a private scholarship instead for undocumented students at California State University, Los Angeles. He is active in student government and hopes to become a lawyer to help remedy problems faced by those who are undocumented.
All the disparities that happened to a lot of people, and it finally hit me. I was like, you know, I got to do things to change things for myself, people who are in my position, and, you know, for future children not to go through what I'm going through.
Law professor Niels Frenzen says the California ruling does not set a precedent.
But it is certainly a persuasive decision, a decision that other state Supreme Courts can look to for guidance.
Florida and New York are also considering cases of undocumented law school graduates who hope to be licensed as lawyers as the nation wrestles with questions surrounding its millions of undocumented residents. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.